Coming up next is Kristen Fontana's Guiding Stars, Evolutionary Astrology, here on HealthyLife.net Radio. Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
To Guiding Stars Evolutionary Astrology Radio. This is your host, Kristen Fontana, and I'm here with Rose Marcus to discuss the transits for the next month, the end of October and into September, Virgo land. Welcome back, Rose.
Oh, thank you very much, Kristen.
And we gather at the end of every month to try and shine a light on things for y'all if this is your first time tuning in. And if not, here we go into another month of, well, a lot of activity, a lot of actually some very strong trends to help support you forward. And before we get started, though, Rose, do you have any announcements?
I do. I am speaking at the Canadian Astrology Conference at the end of September, and there is information on my website, and please think about joining us. It is a virtual conference, and there's some fantastic speakers.
Great.
Yes, so
awesome.
Join us, please.
All right. Excellent. And also, we are going to be resuming the EA View. We took a little break with the passing of Linda Johnson, a big leader in this work in terms of just admin and spearheading all sorts of cool webinars. She's been missed, but we're going to resume that looking at the archetype of Virgo on Saturday. And if you don't tune in on Saturday, September 4th, it will be available on YouTube. So for all of you Virgos or those of you who have a strong sixth house or planets in Virgo, you're going to want to hear this. So
absolutely.
And one of the cool things that we do is we look at a specific chart that has a strong signature for the archetype we're looking at. We call it our fingerprint section, a soul who's definitely followed their fingerprint and honored their soul's journey. And so we're celebrating somebody every time we do one of these webinars. And so I'll let you wait till it happens to find out who it's going to be this time. So, all right, let's dive into we are already in the sign of Virgo. We're in August, just the very beginning of the sign. But what do you want to start with?
Oh, my goodness. Well, yes. So we are pre-recording this, and we're just at the tail end of August, and today is the 26th. And, of course, there's been an explosion at the airport in Kabul, right, in Afghanistan. So that's been head of the news, hasn't it? Did you hear about that this morning?
No. No, I was at the vet.
It's a good Virgo thing to do as well, too. Well, the situation is very, very dire in Afghanistan, and today we are working under an Aries moon, and that Aries moon is in tension to planet Pluto and aspecting Eris, the angry goddess or the goddess of discord. So we can see the signatures that are taking place in what's happening with that particular frontline news story. So I just have to say that my heart goes out to all those who are standing on the tarmac, who are desperately trying to find exit points to get out of the country, and to everyone there that's suffering. It's just it's unbelievable,
What a mess.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Well, what's happening is happening this morning, and The U.S. is spearheading all of this. So the U.S. is the last country that will be, you know, they're supposed to, you know, be the security piece there. And so they're the last, you know, flights that will leave Kabul. So today Canada's left, and several other countries are finishing their missions today. And, you know, I'm sure that nobody wanted to leave anybody behind, but, you know, there's a dictation going on from the Taliban and so forth. So there's only so much that that the allies can do to try to rescue and save people in this way at this time, right? Yeah, so.
Wow. So, well, this is a fast-moving, I mean, this is an example of the moon switches signs every few days, right? And it's in this, it comes into this window in a square to Pluto, but it's triggering something, right? It's reflecting reality. And so even though it's a fast mover, we can see everything reflected in the transits that we're experiencing in our lives and in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's Mercury is in tension to that Pluto. It's in trine. Mercury's traveling through the sign of Virgo right now, and it's in trine to the Pluto. And that is, I think, a signature for looking for alternative, because it's in the sign of Virgo, you know, solutions, right? So I think more solutions can be found. And you might think about that in your personal life, not just what's going on in Afghanistan. But, you know, if it doesn't work one way, maybe it'll work another way, right? You know, so to keep searching. Because that's the Virgo process is one of elimination, right? You know, not this, not this, not this, not this. Oh, how about this, right? And so in terms of that, I think we still have a few more days for Mercury to be traveling through the sign of Virgo. We have Mars in Virgo, and we have the Sun in Virgo. So while that's all going on, I suggest that if it doesn't work for you in one way, it most definitely will work in another. So keep looking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the transits that I'm looking forward to actually is the Mars and Virgo trining Pluto, which will occur early September on the day of the new moon, which we can talk about in a moment. But when you're coming up with different ideas or trying to make adjustments in your life, as you said, I think of nete nete, which is an expression in Sanskrit, and I always thought it was a Plutonian one about eliminating your options. But with Pluto trining Mercury and Virgo, it feels resonant in the same respect. That you're trying all these options, and then with the Mars following with the trine to that Pluto, you can feel more directed. Like, okay, not like you have 20 balls in the air, and now you can go, I'm going this way, or this is going to work, this solution is going to work. So maybe even on the hills of all this upheaval, there will be a way forward with that transit, or a handful of transits coming up at that time. But I don't want to jump too far ahead if there's something you want to talk about before.
No, that's perfectly fine. So absolutely. And Virgo's a month, you know, aside from this really heavy topic I started on, Virgo's a month to clean it up, fix it up, improve it, you know, roll up your sleeves, get to work, you know, and what I always say is do the work, get the reward out of it, right? You know, there's nothing so satisfying as feeling like you put good effort into it and you saw some results for it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like anything. If you're on a exercise regime or a weight loss program, or you're meditating every day and you start to see results or feel results, it's very motivating to keep on going. It oftentimes takes results to continue the motivation, right? And my favorite example of Virgo in terms of changing habits, because Virgo is all about our habits and the things that we do every day, is to try something that you want to change in your life or improve for 21 days straight. Because I guess there's been all sorts of studies that say it takes 21 days to make a habit. And that could be like I'm going to walk or hike 20 minutes every day for 21 days straight until I just put my shoes on without thinking. I'm out the door, right? Or whatever it might be. Or I'm not going to eat after 6:30 p.m. at night. Or I'm going to drink 64 ounces of water a day. What is that amount you're supposed to be drinking?
Oh, I don't know. There's all kinds of controversy.
More water. You know what I mean. But the thing about Virgo is all about your health. And in essence, what can you control about your health? What can you do to improve it with its trine to the Capricorn archetype? There's some things we can't control. We can't control our genetics, or we can't control the smoke in the air. That's potentially. There's things that we cannot control, but there's things that we can control. So it really is about, you know, trying to make those changes and adjustments so you're feeling better. And it filters through, you know, all
that.
You
know, on that 3 week thing, you know, what I've noticed, I think, in dieting, for example, you know, you do the suffering up front, and you know, if you're like me, you get on the scale every day and you go, shoot, you know, nothing's happened, right? But it's just if you're going to do this 3 week rule, maybe you could also, if you're a strong Virgo type. Not look for the results for 3 weeks, you know, like,
right.
You know, don't mm-hmm. step on the scale for 3 weeks, you know, like keep the routine up, but allow yourself to see a significant piece of progress by kind of holding back on, you know, is it happening now? Is it happening now? Is it happening now? Because I think that that's a bit encouraging. I know what it's like. You know, you get to the gym and you don't feel like working out, but if you really stick it out, you know, you will be able to surpass that 5 or 10 minutes on the machine, and all of a sudden
you have to just get started. It's all about getting started. You know, just getting going. That's a Virgo thing, because Virgos can procrastinate, and you know, you have all these excuses why you can't exercise or why you can't do this or that. I know, because I have a Sagittarius sun, but it sits in a Virgo house, and my first job out of college, actually, I was a private trainer. So I work with people on nutrition programs and exercise programs, and I heard all the excuses in the world. So I know. But I do also know that 21 days is a magic number, and I definitely would not be getting on the scale every day. But one thing that I feel like, if you do have a preponderance of Virgo that's quite satisfying, is, you know, in my journal, I'll even write it down right on that day. I know you guys love writing things down and checking things off. So if you know that you got to write down what you've done that day and includes, you know, something, meditation, exercise, what have you, then it's going to make you feel fantastic to be able to write that in and maybe highlight it with your favorite color. But I know this sounds corny, the way, you know, talking about all this, but it's not really I'm really actually not exaggerating, because there's something really fulfilling about just knowing you're working towards something. And also, when we feel good, good things happen, or better things happen. You know, when the body's doing well, when we're energized and feeling like we've done something good for ourselves, right, the first thing we wake up, then the day just goes better. So it's just a fact, and it's simple with Virgo. It's not complicated. It doesn't have to be some massive major thing to help your day, your month turn around. It can be something so simple. And, you know, a little does go a long way.
And, you know, that's absolutely true in terms of routine, which Virgo excels at. You know, when you are in depression, you don't really feel like doing anything, right? You know, so if you have a routine, okay, you know, it's 10 a.m. and I've got to do this, and it's noon and I've got to do this, or, you know, whatever it is, and you stick to the routine, you can pull yourself up a long way out of that depression, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is true. And a little bit at a time, and then that's the other thing about Virgo, which is step by step, right? Just putting yourself in motion. And now, that's what I used to talk to my clients about way back when, even though I was working in a fancy health club at the time, near my college. I said, you know, just get a good pair of running shoes and set them by the front door. And then you don't have to have any excuse like, oh, I can't get to the gym or do this or do that. You know, just put your shoes on and walk out the door. You know, just make it easy for yourself. I think that's so important with the Virgo archetype, to make it easy, keep it simple, you know, don't have any too many things wrapped around it, or it may not happen. So I love the archetype of Virgo. I mean, when it's working well, it is one of my favorite energies. There's such a, like I said, a simplicity. Less is more. And, you know, I think it's, we all feel better when we're able to really work with this energy in our lives and clear spaces, right? Whether it's clutter in our life, inner clutter, or physical clutter in your environment, just clear it out, you know? Everything is holding energy, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And for us in the northern climate, you know, who have changes of season, I always think that Virgo is so well placed in the year, you know, because it is after the summer, and when things are too hot, you don't feel like doing anything. And then in comes September, and it's like fresh start time, right? You know, it's like I'm going to roll up my sleeves and do a really good job of getting myself on track to begin with. And that's it. Establish yourself a good routine. It'll carry you right through, you know, whatever the work is you have to do or whatever the task is that you have to do. And it's especially now, you know, we're going back to school. A lot of the kids are going back to school under such confusion, huh?
Yeah, right.
We start out the month with a Mars opposition Neptune on September 2nd. And there's just the whole question mark about how is it going to be. You know, they've dropped the age for people to get vaccines now, and this is a whole vulnerable part of the population, and what's it going to do if I send my child to school, you know, regarding COVID and all of that. So we still have a lot of uncertainty and a lot of unknown right in front of us. That's certainly so, but just after the first of the month, you know, coming into the first weekend of the month, there's some good moving forward stars. And then we have this fantastic new moon on the 6th of September in the sign of Virgo, right? You know, so for us here in North America, that's a holiday in Canada. It's a holiday in the States, too. Is it correct?
Yep.
Labor Day.
I didn't know you had that day.
Yeah, I didn't know that it wasn't all over the globe, but we do have it in Canada as well, too. So really, first day of back to school is the 7th of September, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's working under the energy of that building new moon cycle. So we've got some good stuff to work at. And despite the fact that, you know, life is uncertain, life has a certain amount of uncertainty, we are being challenged now more than ever at so many different levels. But despite all of that, you can't let it stop you. You have to keep going, right? You know, you have to carry on with your life, and you have to carry on with whatever it is that is standing right in front of you. So we have to move this aside in terms of the uncertainty of everything, and to trust that we're going to know in due course. We're going to know when it's time to know what the next steps are.
Yeah, we'll be alerted, I'm sure. I mean, and the other thing is that, gosh, with all this energy in Virgo, of course, health is a huge focus right now. And I was talking to a client earlier who has a 7-year-old who has asthma, and she does wear a mask to school because she doesn't want to get sick. She's higher risk than your average child. But, you know, she lives in Florida, and my client said the teacher's not wearing a mask, which I can understand in a way, because if you're teaching and trying to talk to these kids, as a teacher, I mean, hopefully she's vaccinated, but who knows? And I know some people might be listening who maybe aren't on board with vaccinations, but the truth is that, you know, we're dealing with a pandemic, and it's important to keep those numbers decreasing, not increasing, as much as possible. And as far as my client's concerned, of course, she's very worried about her daughter, right? Because now we're hearing about more cases where kids are passing.
Right.
And quickly, in some cases, you know, kids you didn't think at all would have a problem. So it's just, like you had mentioned, I mean, there's just a lot of unknown still with that Mars opposition. Neptune, that's a pretty fast-moving transit, but Mars is in Virgo and Neptune is the immune system. So is this news about the variant? Is it news about how well, a booster might protect someone? Is it, what is it, you know? So I guess we'll find out early September. But the good news is a huge, huge transit a few days after that, a new moon. On that same day, we've got Pluto and Mars trining each other. So Pluto is, you know, it's the planet of the soul. It's the planet of empowerment. And, Mars is obviously the lower octave. And, of course, it's probably one of my favorite planetary pairs that there is in all of astrology, because it really allows you to access that inner will, that fire within your center, and direct it, you know, with power and with intention. And just, you know, it's a very productive energy, very passionate and very determined. So that is a very special energy. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that one.
Well, and I just want to say one thing before we go to break, which I heard is that, again, we have the transiting nodes moving through Sagittarius and Gemini right through until the end of the year. I think it actually goes to the beginning of 2022. And while that sign axis is being emphasized, we're still going to be dealing with the variants in the pandemic, right? You know, so despite you may be anti-vaxxer, you might be for it, and it certainly is really confusing to try and figure out what's best there. But regardless, it is essential that we all prioritize health and safe practices, and I just ask everybody to continue to do it no matter what your feelings are about the vaccine.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, put a mask on, it's simple.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. All right, we're going to move to a break. We'll be right back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KRISTIN Fontana.com.
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, I'm feeling relaxed already.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
have returned, and we are discussing the new moon on September 6th. It's Labor Day. So we've got a new moon in Virgo. We've got Mars in Virgo, which is a planet of action and desire and drive. And, you know, it is our desires that dictate the choices we make, clearly, right? And these desires are coming from the soul, which is Pluto. That's how we determine what it is that our soul wants through our instinct, through these desires that are manifesting. So to have those two planets in alignment on a new moon, it allows you to take what you want, what you desire, and manifest it, make it happen, or at least get it going in the direction that you would like to. So, you know, when we're feeling confident, we're feeling courageous, we're feeling on top of the world in that way, and it feels at times like there's nothing we can't do, you know, when we're in that lane or feeling that energy. And so, you know, there's a potential for that. Now, Rose, we didn't mention this yet, but on that same day, Pluto will be squaring Venus in Libra. So I find that so fascinating because, you know, there's all this positive charge happening, but Pluto is squaring Venus in Libra. So this puts stress on relationships. And, of course, we all don't necessarily lean in the same direction. For sure, we're not all leaning in the same direction politically or relative to the pandemic potentially. Like, there's really, you know, we're all experiencing the great divide. So that could be part of what's happening as well, is that maybe you're feeling like you're not on the same page as someone you really love, and it's causing a lot of stress and division and pain. And so that could be coming up, even though you're feeling drawn to move in one direction or, you know, whatever it might be. So how do you see that transit?
Well, let me just say as well, too, you described the Mars-Pluto beautifully. To remind listeners that Pluto is traveling in Capricorn and retrograde. So that is
Virgo. Pluto's in
Capricorn,
right? Capricorn,
and it's retrograde.
Right.
So, you know, with the Mars, you know, Mars is always the cutting edge of soul desires, and it's in the sign of Virgo. So it's uncovering stuff, right? You know, it's uncovering stuff that maybe you misdiagnosed or you misidentified or so on. It's giving the opportunity with that Mars to be kind of in the lead. You know, Capricorn talks about the conditioned consciousness, which is, you know, how you're judging things, right? You know, it's all about the shoulds and all about how you are structuring anything. And on that note, as you just said, the Venus, which is in the sign of Libra, squaring that Pluto, perhaps putting some stress on relationships. Well, you know, Libra is an archetype that I say always overrides, right? You know, I really want this or really need this, but I'll override it because, you know, I want to keep it smooth, and I want to make sure that, you know, the other person is getting their needs met, so I won't allow myself to get my own needs met. You know, it's all that kind of stuff that goes on. So this new moon in Virgo with Pluto, with Mars in Virgo in dynamic formation to that Pluto in Capricorn allows for that information to infiltrate, you know, the walls or the bricks that you've put up against seeing whatever it is you need to see, right? And let me also say that there's a few other things that go on with that as well, too, on that new moon. Venus is, yes, in Libra and squaring Pluto. It's also in trine to Jupiter. And Jupiter is in the sign of Aquarius, and it's retrograde. And not only that, the Sun is in trine to Uranus, which is also in retrograde. So Jupiter in Aquarius, again, Aquarius's ruling planet is Uranus, which is in the sign of Taurus, which is Venus's sign. You know, it's all going all around, like all the outer planets now are retrograde, right? We've got everything in retrograde in October. A few of them will switch, you know, trying to get out of that. But that makes for this new moon very strong and all the inner planets very strong as well, too, Mars, Mercury, and Venus. All in terms of what is a new cycle about? Well, you know, it is about breaking new ground here, you know, in the Virgo process. about seeing, perceiving Mercury and evaluating Venus in some kind of new way that allows you to, you know, to go inward and to sort yourself out so that you can do the corrective work or the improvement work that's necessary.
Oh, I love the word that you used a bit ago. You call it misdiagnosis.
Yes.
That's so perfect for Mars and Virgo trining Pluto. It's like unearthing. Things are being unearthed, and you're getting more information, and you're seeing the whole picture, maybe more of the picture, because you have more information, more details. And, yeah, the breaking new ground, that's so well put for that transit. So Pluto squaring Venus within all that, I mean, yeah, all those inner planets are really getting activated. I love all those trines. So this is another thing I wanted to mention. I'll give you guys just my take on things when I'm working with clients and with charts and just looking at the transits every day. I always look at the chart in terms of checks and balances, like how many planets are working for you and how many are stressing you. Right, so we're never going to have everything in a perfect position. It's just, I've never seen it. I don't know if you have, but I've never seen a perfect day in the universe since I've been doing this work. But we have energies that are more impactful, that carry more weight. And Pluto's trining Mars carries a lot of weight. So Pluto squaring Venus is, you know, is, it's going to push you a little in places, in relationships, but your drive and your desire is going to carry the weight. And so, you know, maybe there's like, it looks like there's about 5 positive planetary pairs or aspects that day, including the Jupiter trine Venus, right? New moon, sun trine Uranus, Pluto trine Mars, all these favorable aspects. And then you have one real difficult one, which what I would say is a Pluto square Venus. All of those favorable energies will offset the other one. And that's how you look at it, instead of, not that it won't be, not that something may not challenge your steps or force you to be able to express what you need better. I think it's going to be revealing in relationships and have you confront places where you feel like there's something's lacking in your relationships or in your life. So it won't let you just lay around. It will say, come on, this is your time, this is your window. And that Mars trine Pluto is going to have you wanting to get off your, off the couch and go toe-to-toe with something or somebody. So it's just a matter of really looking at everything that's happening energetically and using it to move your life forward and use it to get your needs met and to make sure that your life feels more fair in the way that you would like it to.
Well, so, I really think that Venus-Jupiter trine and the Sun-Uranus trine are both, you know, they're both so supportive for coming up with something new and fresh, right? You know,
yeah.
Perception on that, you know. The Venus to Pluto tension, I think, you know, the statement is, you know, that was the old me, what would the new me want?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we with that Venus Pluto, we have that conflict of, you know, I know I need to make this change, but there's that resistance, right? You know, they don't keep going the same way. Where you've got the Venus, Jupiter, and the Sun, and Uranus, which is an enlightenment aspect or, you know, an awakening aspect or eyes open type of archetype here, to give you the courage not to resist, not to hold back, but to try something new, to try some innovation, to try some creative solution, you know. And that's got to do not only with relationships, but, again, how you are living your life, how you're structuring your life, you know, whether it's a career thing, whether it's a financial thing, you know, whether it is your health. You know, it hits all the categories, right, all the boxes.
Yes, so there may be stress in spots, but there are definitely plenty of energies that point to solutions.
Yes.
And so that is the key word, solutions to areas where you've been stuck. Yeah, love it. All right, and so we are going to move to a break, but we'll be right back with more. Okay, we are back, and I'm going to take 2 steps back before the new moon on Saturday, September 4th. And even right now,
today as we are recording this, pre-recording this, we're pre-recording. Well, not today. Oh, let me bring me back with that up, way up. I was actually going to go two steps back to September 2nd. I'm a step ahead. Anyway, Mercury is trining the North Node. Okay, so the North Node is in Gemini right now, and that is our destiny. And Mercury rules Gemini, so to have it in perfect alignment, which I, you know, this is around the same day that Mars and Neptune were opposing each other. We were talking about earlier, right? To start off this.
Yeah, it's on the 2nd of September, Mars and Neptune oppose.
Right.
On the 4th of September, which is Saturday, Mercury and Saturn trine. And
that was very
active that day as well too. And then on the 5th, we have the exact Venus Pluto square. And then we go to the 6th with the new moon. So, you know, something is setting up even before we get to that new moon.
Right. So even that weekend, so 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, before that new moon, essentially Saturn, Mercury, and the North Node are forming a grand trine. And when I see this, it's like securing a change for your future. So it's not like you even have to wait till the new moon to figure out what it's going to be about. I mean, I think you're going to have some knowledge ahead of time, don't you think?
Yeah, and I just also want to point out the position of Ceres, which is for the new moon at 9 degrees of Gemini, so it's engaged in a grand trine with the Mercury and the Saturn. And I always look at Ceres as a resurrection archetype, or you know, she's the goddess of the seasons, as I say. So, you know, the fact that she's in Gemini here, you know, is suggesting a revival kind of archetype here. I can plug back into something, you know, I can wire myself up again and go, right? You know, it's good fuel in the tank for anything to do with connecting the dots.
Yes, absolutely. And if there's something that we've talked about before, Ceres being recovering something lost from the past, if there's something that you've been dragging your heels on, or I'll give you an example. I just talked to a client who has a couple book ideas that she wants to write about, and they're both fabulous. One of them involves animals and how her dog saved her life, which is such a Virgo book story, right? And she just hadn't been able to write for a while, and all of a sudden she was asking me, you know, when is this, it's like I have this block, when is it going to be lifted? And I can see how, you know, if there's something that you had started and you want to go back to, we've got every single outer planet retrograde, which can have you returning back to things you had started and not finished. And with Ceres part of this grand trine, the same can be true. So,
yeah, and, you know, and that's like, you know, the synchronicity, you know, if you, those ideas and so on, it's how conversations flow. Like, you know, I wasn't going to discuss this with you, but now it's spilling out of my mouth, and wasn't it a good time frame for that to happen, because now you and I can work it out, blah, 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 you know. You know, it's all those kinds of moments, right, you know, how you connect or how you find a sense of synchronicity in the timing to move yourself from A to B, however that is, right?
Yeah.
And I also have to say, I know we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but I want to say that Mercury moves into Libra on August 29, and it will be doing a retrograde at the end of September. But I'm feeling the energy of that Mercury right now setting up whatever the play is going to be for that Mercury retrograde. So you might be keeping your eye open for triggers or for something to be set up. You know, Mercury retrograde, you know, besides the Murphy's Law stuff, I think because the stars are so dynamic now with the Venus-Pluto square and all the things we were talking about a few moments ago, that it is some kind of perhaps past lifetime issue that's coming up here, something that's unresolved, that is going to dial itself up. So the stars are facilitating, creating that opportunity with that new moon to address a piece of unfinished business. And that's relative to relationships, right? You know, and that relationship could be you to another. It could be your relationship to yourself or your relationship to your current reality.
All right. So Mercury moves into Libra. It won't ever catch up to Venus, will it, before retrograding?
Gosh, I don't think so. No, because Venus will go in
into Scorpio.
Scorpio on the 10th of September. So it's
okay.
Going to be gone. Yeah.
Okay. So let's bring that up before the retrograde of Mercury. We've got Venus moving into Scorpio on the 10th, and it will move into an opposition to Uranus. What is that day? It's got to be right around the 3rd.
Oh, yes. The there's a full moon on the 20th of September, and Venus and Uranus oppose on the 23rd of September.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And the 20th is really important for us here in Canada because it's an election. Premier Trudeau called a snap election, and the date is September 20th, but we've been told that the results won't come for a few days because of all the mail-in ballots. So they are expecting the results, or I'm expecting the results, either on the 22nd or 23rd. On the 22nd, Mercury squares Pluto, I think for the first time before it turns retrograde. And on the 23rd, there'll be the Venus-Uranus opposition. So those transits are connected to that September 20th full moon.
Well, you know, that means that Pluto will be squaring Mercury for about 10 days.
Yes.
So Mercury rules the sign of Virgo, and it rules Gemini, which is where the North Node, your destiny, is. And so if you think about it, I mean, we've talked earlier about eliminating the Pluto has you eliminating the things that don't serve you anymore. And if we don't do it, Pluto will do it for us. Well, that way. So like you had said, too, is I hadn't planned on talking to you about this, and all of a sudden this conversation's coming up, and you're kind of forced into the fire about something. It's not going to let you avoid anything anymore. So that's that, and that is retrograde through, actually, it's longer than 10 days. So
I actually have the dates because Mercury squares Pluto on the 22nd of September and the 1st of October, and it will come back again because of the Mercury retrograde. I've got to double check that. November 2nd, I think, is when Mercury finally leaves Libra. But we've got you, you're right. Mercury is going to be in a holding pattern with planet Pluto from September 22nd to October 1st, and you give it a few days either side because those are the exact when they meet, right? You know,
definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, that's going to feel like 3 weeks. Well, Mercury's retrograde for 3 weeks. This is going to feel like a lot longer.
We're going to do a lot of living in the month of September.
It's going to be intense. is that on the 20th, which is Monday the 20th, before that 22nd date, Mercury and Pluto are square. They're like a degree off the square, so still they're moving into the square there. Mercury is making an exact trine to Jupiter at that time as well. So in terms of offsetting energy, we've got transiting Mars and Libra, trining the North Node. That's very strong, very favorable. So here we go again, right? You have to really kind of, like you're baking a cake and you've got this recipe in front of you. It's all these different energetic ingredients starting to really mix them together to see what it feels like. But it's not going to be a time for kicking back, you know, it's not. It's time for getting into the work of the journey of your soul, in my opinion.
You betcha.
All right, we'll be right back after the break.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristinFontana.com.
Have you ever wondered why you are here on this planet and what the point to all of this is? Evolutionary astrology is a natural science that allows for an understanding of the evolutionary journey of the soul from life to life. Evolutionary astrology provides a vehicle to understand prior life dynamics that have led to the reason and purpose for the life you live. It offers a depth of information and insights about each person that no other type of astrology can provide. As Jeffrey Wolf Green, the founder of Evolutionary Astrology, says,
"For those who wish to unveil the depth of who you actually are, I would highly recommend that you seek out qualified evolutionary astrologers such as Christian Fontana and other graduated students of the School of Evolutionary Astrology. For those who are considering becoming an astrologer to make it a natural career, I'd recommend that you consider Jeffrey Wolf Green School of Evolutionary Astrology, where it will assist you in answering and your clients answering a big question. Why am I here? Thanks for listening. God bless."
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, I'm feeling relaxed already.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
All right, we are back, and here is Rose Marcus from Vancouver, Canada. RoseMarcus.com. If you want to check out her monthly forecast. Are you still doing weekly? I'm not doing weekly anymore.
But
well, I'm doing weekly. Rose is doing monthly, so we got the bases covered here. All right, what did we miss?
I just wanted to correct. Mercury and Pluto are going to hook up three times by square, September 22nd, October 1st, November 2nd.
And everything in between, to be honest.
Yeah, and everything in between. So, you know, whatever it is that might be shaping up for you now is going to be whatever it is that you're going to have your hands full with over the next, say, 2 month period, I think. Right?
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
In terms of making change and getting from, you know, A to B in terms of finding that needle in the haystack and trying to figure out what to do with that needle and then and so on, it'll take that length of time to do the corrective or to do the improvement or to get yourself bridged over to the other side.
Mm, okay. Yeah, I mean, there's so much. And if you look at it collectively, if you look at it, again, with this pandemic piece, you can see how those planets are playing out in terms of everything we are trying to do to fix a problem here, right? So to stay healthy as a planet, to it's just reflected in the stars. So all of these transits are, we can look at the world collectively, and you can dial it into your own personal life, and obviously they're going to reflect your reality and what's happening in the world.
Oh,
as well.
You know, I have to go a little bit forward, too, Kristen, if I'm...
Okay.
You know, we were talking about the Venus square Pluto on the new moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, Pluto's hovering back and forth there around 24 degrees. It just moves a couple of degrees every year. So if you have anything in the cardinal sign archetypes, which are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, around 24, 25, then transits are a pretty big deal. But we have this on this new moon, this Venus is squaring Pluto at 25 degrees. And at the end of the year, Venus is going to do a retrograde in the sign of Capricorn, and it is going to conjoin Pluto at that 24, 25 degrees, right? You know, so whatever is being triggered right now, the next phase of that is going to be the end of the year and moving it into the beginning of next, right?
What degree? I mean, when does that happen? When is it?
I have to look it up, but it is the end of the year. Maybe at the top of my head, I might say it's December 26th, but I don't have it in my head right now. But Pluto and Venus together in Capricorn, that's a changed reality at some level, right? You know, for all of us, that's a general influence. If it happens to be directly on your chart, then that's going to be a very important. Venus retrograde is an important transit for all of us because Venus is the net worth, self worth relationship principle, right? You know, so it will be important, but. Watch what happens this month in terms of what is it that you're dealing with. It may be referencing what is shaping up at the end of the year and into next year as well, too.
All right. Yeah, that's some preparation there.
Yeah.
Venus moves retrograde. There's a one planet that... isn't it like fewer times than any other planet?
Yeah, it goes retrograde about once every 18 months.
Right.
And it's hugely important when it does go retrograde, and we all feel that in some very significant way.
Well, one way to understand it, too, is Venus also rules Taurus, which is our survival. Venus rules Libra, which is our relationships. And the way I like to look at it, too, is Venus and Neptune are siblings. Venus, the sister... Neptune, the older brother. So Neptune's the higher octave, so Venus would rule earthly meaning. Everything that feels good to you on earth is Venus, from a warm embrace from someone you love, a good meal, the roof over your head, sitting by a crackling fire, great music. I mean, these are all Venusian things. And Neptune is what holds ultimate meaning, so anything that's timeless, right? Your connection, spirit, your... it could be your love for someone, of course, would be true. But the Venus is so much linked with more so things I feel that are temporary, right? They are part of temporary, not that they don't leave an impact, but, again, the things that we need to feel good on Earth. So as those are changing and morphing and your values might be changing, how you're earning might be changing, too, because of... COVID and everything else. I mean, this is a metamorphic time. I mean, we're all here on this planet at this time, going through this together. So we chose to be here at this time for our own individual reasons.
I just looked it up, by the way, and Venus will be conjunct Pluto on December 11 and December 25th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it goes retrograde on the 19th of December, so it's going to be perhaps a milestone Christmas for many of us kind of very significant way. So I know we just have a few minutes left to finish off, but Mercury in Libra and turning retrograde, right? You know, so Libra is a sign of the scales, and it's all about, the co-creative and how we find our equilibrium and our balance and so on. And when we have the scales askew, we have the one-sidedness of give and take. We have enmeshment. We have codependency, right? You know, and I just think the Libra aspect here and with it turning retrograde as well, too, you can be affected indirectly. You know, whatever is taking place for another, a domino onto you, right?
That is a good point.
Yeah, you know. So, I mean, that could be the easiest thing that I might demonstrate is, through work, right? You know, somebody at work, you know, if they quit or if they're having problems or so on, it might disrupt you as well, too, along the way, whatever it might be, right?
Yeah, it's like if you really love your workmate and they get fired, or you really love your workmate and they quit, you know, it's going to change your whole environment there every day.
Or if your friend is having a conflict with somebody else who's also your friend, it leaves you kind of in a strange position as well, too. Mm. You know, how do you kind of maintain your relationship with both, right?
Yeah, I know. Another way I think about it, I've heard this quote. I mean, it's hard to feel happy when someone you love is not happy or suffering, right, or sick. Now, or
the expression, the quote was, a mother is only as happy as her saddest child.
Yes.
Ever, you know, so if, and I feel anybody who's got strong Libra energy in their chart is very empathic in any way or just a caretaker and a giving soul, they're not going to be able to be joyful when people that they love are going through something major or worrying about something. You know, I think about Virgo, and there can be the tendency to worry sometimes. It's kind of like going in to get a medical test done and waiting for the results. You know, it's no fun to wait. So, you know, I think that you're right, that was very important to bring up. And you're talking about that linked also with the end of the year, right, the retrograde?
Yeah, you know, but that Mercury in retrograde in Libra, you know, and I've heard it from various politicians online regarding the mask wearing. Don't do it for yourself, do it for us, right? Yeah. You know, and that's really something of the pandemic as well, too. You are not alone there. You know, whatever you do affects everyone else, right? You know, so you're subjected to whatever out there with other people as well, too. So this whole thing that the pandemic has brought up about, you know, about everybody in it together, I think that's part of the, you know, issue with Mercury turning retrograde as well, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, well, we're going to finish this on a high note because that's what we like to do. And so just want to remind everybody that you've got your own new start happening. Wherever the new moon in Virgo is in your chart, on the 6th coming up here, you've got a little preparation to get a running head start here. Oh, there's so much energy available to you if you partner with it to make a big dent of a difference in your life. So any last thoughts for you before we did the
Yeah, you know, put your attention on the plus side of things. Know that nothing is perfect in the universe, and sure, you might have things that are difficult or complicated or not working, but concentrate on the things that are. And as you were saying there, get yourself a good running start. The new moon on the 6th is excellent for doing exactly
that. I'm looking forward to hearing that. And anybody have any stories they want to share, let us know about their Virgo successes. And we'll let everybody know on the air. How about that? So I do love hearing, you know, the good news, too. So we want to hear all about it. All right. So we will be back at the end of next month talking about the sign of Libra, moving into the end of September and October. And we look forward to that. Until next time, namaste.